Unpaid internships are de rigueur in workplaces today, but are they legal? U.S. labor law says they are if they are educational, but not if the interns do actual work. And a recent settlement in a class action lawsuit shows unpaid workers are informed of their rights and are now fighting back. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
PBS TV host Charlie Rose and his production company have agreed to settle a class action lawsuit brought by an unpaid worker, according to the New York Times. The former worker, Lucy Bickerton, claimed minimum wage violations. Bickerton's lawyer in the suit is Rachel Behan, an attorney with Uten and Golden LLP.
The lawsuit alleges that interns who worked for the Charlie Rose Show should have been paid minimum wage for the hours that they worked. The New York labor law, which was at issue in this case, does not provide an exception for interns. The question is really whether or not they are employees, which is a defined term under the law. And essentially, the law defines to employ very, very broadly as to suffer or permit work. And we believe what the interns were doing on the Charlie Rose Show was actually doing productive work for the show, and therefore the law required that they be paid for all the hours they worked.
In the complaint, Bickerton claims she worked 24 hours a week for 3 months and provided background research on guests, compiled press packets, meeting and greeting guests, and cleaning up the green room. But under the ruse of being called an unpaid internship, Bickerton received no pay. The Charlie Rose Show has agreed to a class settlement, which means workers employed back as far as 2006 up to 2012 will get back wages of anywhere from $1,000 to $100 a week. Week up to a minimum of 10 weeks. There are a potential class of 189 workers. Behan said 2 years ago the U.S. Department of Labor issued new guidelines over internships at for-profit companies.
Essentially, there are several different criteria that the company has to meet in order for the internship to be unpaid. They're pretty strict, and they apply only under very limited circumstances where essentially the intern is in a training program and spending most of their time shadowing their supervisor or the employer, and they're not actually engaged in productive work. And so around that time, there were a couple different prominent articles about those guidelines discussing interns' experiences and how they really didn't match up with what the Department of Labor said was permissible. And I think that over time, more interns or former interns have sort of educated themselves and come to understand that they may be working under conditions that are not legal. Our firm has been involved in filing several lawsuits on behalf of unpaid interns. We have one currently against Hearst, which owns many magazines, Cosmopolitan, Harper's Bazaar, Esquire, as well as one against Fox, which had an unpaid internship program that it since discontinued. It now pays interns. So I think that slowly but surely, people are starting to understand what their rights are and reach out to lawyers or others with more expertise to find out whether or not they might have a claim. And that's what happened with Lucy.
A Forbes magazine article this month says interning may be the easiest way to get a job in 2013, when 54% of recent graduates are unemployed or underemployed, and that companies expect to use more interns in 2013. The new trend also is virtual internships, where college students intern during the school time. But Behan says only if the intern is observing work can it be considered an unpaid internship.
In certain industries, we are seeing that employers are hiring large numbers of interns and using them to substitute for entry-level employees. So, for example, in our case against Hearst, several of the magazines have completely staffed their fashion closets, which are essentially the places where accessories and clothing, jewelry is stored for use in the magazines. They've hired unpaid interns to do all of their packing and indexing and storing and maintaining and then repacking and remailing, all of that work, which has to be done and which is very important to the magazines because they're featuring those items, and many of them are very, very expensive. And instead of hiring, you know, paid employees to do that work, they have between 20 and 30 interns at a time doing that work. So I think that's a pretty extreme example of the way that, you know, some employers are really benefiting tremendously from young people who are eager to get their foot in the door and unfortunately are giving up the rights that the law provides them in doing that. I think that's one example. I think you also have lots of examples in other aspects of the media industry of interns on websites providing content for blogs, providing content for websites, and, you know, are doing it for free, even though at another time those publications would have hired someone and paid them the minimum wage to do the job.
The settlement agreement with the Charlie Rose Show has to be approved by the court. At the moment, there's only one plaintiff, but Bean thinks others will come forward. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.